bottom of Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara says, My Kula. We established yesterday that because you were Mekel on this Chasin in his Avelus, in the beginning, therefore we have to be Machber at the end, Ta'asi Yichud. My Kula, what were you Mekel? If you're going to say you are Mekel the Bia, it's a good parents. If you're going to say you are Mekel because you allow him to be Bayel, Gemara says no. What does that mean? Why do you allow a person to be Bayel? Because it's before Kfura. So it's not a cool in Avelus. What do you mean? What does it mean? Avelus doesn't start until after the Kfura. Does everyone hold that way? Does everyone hold that Avelus doesn't start until after Kfura?
No.
We don't like this to Rambam and the Ramban. So here we have a Farisha Gemara. Hasam Mishum Lachalav Avilusa, isn't it a Farisha Gemara like the Rambam?
It
seems to be very clear.
What?
Still, so you were making the Avilus that you let him be Bayil. You say Avelus the Rice is Dafki after Kfura. Yeah, no, Misa. It looks like the Rajba means to ask this kasha. There's a Rajba here. I think it's what he means to ask, but his teretz is not so clear. He says like four words in teretz. It's not clear what the Rajba means in his teretz. So Shmuel Rozovsky in Simen Vav says a teretz. He says that you can clear. Let's say Einin is Nayag Avelus. That din that an Einin is Nayag Avelus is pshat that it's one long Avelus. It's one long Hanhaga from when he's an Einin through the whole 7 days. Well, no, they're two different things. There's one din that an Einin has Dine Einin, which includes Avelus. And then after you bury, starts the 7 days, which is a separate type of Avelus. Understand? Cutting it, like splitting hairs very finely. We're going now, like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there's no Avelus in an Einin. The Agamar is very good. The Kash like the Rambam. Rambam says there is. So he says, like the Rambam, you could clear. Is Pshat, it's one long Avelus. Or is Pshat, it's two Avelus, and there's one Avelus of an Einin, and there's another Avelus for the 7 days. He says, this Gemara will be good if you learn they're separate Avelus. There's one Avelus of an Einin, and there's one Avelus of 7 days. And the Avelus of an Einin, we talk about Mekel. But lecholol of Avelusa, the Avelus of 7 days wasn't Chal yet. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Avelus of the 7 days of Avelus, that wasn't Chal.
Is it Avelus?
I'm telling you a lumpish thing and you're asking me a question like this. I can't have a problem with this.
Why would
it
be Avelus? It's only got Avelus.
All right. What Shmuel is saying, Chassid, I don't mean to make fun, but I don't understand. What Shmuel is saying in lumpish words is that there are two dinim of Avelus. There's one din avelus of an Einin, and there's one din avelus of after kfura. The din avelus of after kfura, we were not makel on, because we don't allow bia after kfura. We were only makel in the din avelus of an Einin. So the Gemara says, lecholalav adilusa, it means the second din avelus wasn't chal yet. So he's not going to be makel in that. Those are the words that Rav Shmuel says. Young Rishon could be Darasim. Remember, we said the Ainin is really part of the mitzvah, but it's time and Surah. Could be. So that's the thing that it's hard to understand. First of all, why split it? Why say there are two dinim and Avelus? Pashit, he's an oval from beginning to end. You know, he's an oval from when his father dies till the shiva's over. Like, why say there are two dinim of avelus? And secondly, even if there are two dinim, I mean, we're talking about that the chassan will be mekel. The chassan doesn't necessarily know this from Rozovsky. You know, chassan could think it's all one din. And certainly, most people will see it as one din of avelus. So the teretz is not a satisfying teretz. And the kasha is a strong kasha. It's a beferish gemara. So, I'm going to go vayta. I have a teretz, but I don't fully understand it. If somebody can explain, rather than come up with your own teretz, if you can understand Reb Shmuel's teretz, it would be appreciated. It's in Simen Vav, the Chiddush of Shmuel. The paragraph begins, the Hine Isa. And... let's get back to the Gemara. L'chol av avei lusa. Ilu Rebbe Liyaza chesim mipesach habayis. Ilu Rebbe Yehuda chesim magayl. So when does Avela start? So here we learned a new piece of information. When does Avela start? Like Rebbe Liyazer, as soon as you take the mace out of the house, to the cemetery. To Rebbe Yeshua, ad sheyistam agayl. When you do stimas agayl, what's taich stimas agayl? So Rashi learns, Stimus HaGoylel, the bottom Rashi, Zeu Kisui Shal Orin Hames. You hear this? Hear this Rashi. When they cover the Orin of the mace, that's when what starts? Avelus starts. When you cover the Orin of the mace, when did they cover the Orin of the mace? Right before the Leviathan, no? Right before the Leviathan. So it must mean the final covering of the Aron HaMeis. Nowadays, when they put the mace in the ground, they usually uncover it again, and they whatever they do, they put earth on the mace for earth from Eretz Yisrael. What? In Eretz Yisrael, they put a cover, a stone usually. Here, they use just the wooden the coffin. So we have to understand what Rashi means, Kisi Shalon Shal Meis. All right, we'll talk about it in a minute. Just the last line of Gemara. Oh, the Tani Naik Shavisimei HaMishta, Bak Naik Shavisimei HaMishta. The cool is the Shavisimei HaMishta. As the Taisus argues with Rashi, Taisus Ad. Just before we get to that Taisus, I'd like to point out the Tap Taisus, Atzas Hamita. The Gemara here talks about that a Nida is not allowed to be Matzias Hamita. She can't make the bed. And by Avelos, Matzahsla, you know, by an avela, she's allowed to make the bed. What does it mean to make a bed? You know, Baruch Hashem, you go to camp, so you know what it means to make a bed. If you just be home your whole life, you never know what it means, right? What does it mean, make your bed? So making your bed in English means to straighten out the pillow and the cover on the bed. That's what we say is making a bed. So it's very good if you learn Mishnah Berurah and Hilchah Shabbos. Because it's in Shabbos, you're not allowed to make the bed. So if you learn that making a bed is straightening out your pillow and your cover, so it is a beferish Mishnah Berurah, I think it's a Simen Shin Beis. Says, you know how to make your bed? It's a frumkeit. But this Taisvis says, Niraluri, Hatzas Hamita Dahacha Hainu Prisa Sadinim, Shudavi Shalchiba. Aval Hatzas Karim Vakastais, Enidvarim Shalchiba, Shari Lanida. He says, making a bed means making the bed means putting sheets on the bed. That's what it means to make a bed. Atzas Hamita means to put a sheet on the bed. It doesn't mean to fix the pillow and cover.
That's what Mishnah Berurah means also?
Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar Tzion writes, what's Atzas Hamita? To prepare to go to sleep. This is Lashon. Yes. What we call making a bed is not to prepare to go to sleep. You disturb that in order to go to sleep. You don't go to sleep on a spread out cover. You open the cover in order to go to sleep. Most people. The sheet, putting a sheet is preparing to go to bed. When you put stuck in the sheet, that's preparing to go to bed. So when we say making a bed in English, that's not to say making a bed as it means in halacha. In halacha, making a bed means, well, they used to have straw and they used to stuff it in, right? Today we just spread out the sheet. It means making the bed usable for sleeping, preparing it for sleeping. So on Shabbos, it says that you're allowed to make the bed Friday, because it's before you go to sleep, Friday night after Shkiyah. You're allowed to make the beds before you go to sleep. But Shabbos day, you can't make the bed because you're preparing for a weekday. unless you sleep Shabbos afternoon, in which case it's mutter again. But that making a bed does not mean straightening out the pillow and cover. It certainly doesn't mean picking up your socks from the floor. That isser is to prepare the bed for sleeping, which is a totally different thing.
Okay.
What?
Which says that it looks like
a
gnai on Shabbos, even
though we
didn't
knock
on
the stage,
so it sounds like
it's
fixing up the
question.
It's not like.
It says that if it's a gnai. Let's see the Lashon aside. Okay. It's hard for me to argue with you. Let's go to the bottom Taisis. I don't go through all these Taisis in the Shia, because if I read all the words in Shia, maybe that could, you know, it's going to take a lot of time. I'm assuming that you are spending time on the Taisis. Taisin and this summit are basically easy except for the third Taisis. You should spend some time. You should understand what Taisis says. At the bottom Taisis, again, if I go through the whole Lashon, it's going to take a long time. Basically, Taisis brings that Rashi and Kama Makaimis says, Gailel is Kisiyari. The word Gailel means to cover up the Arin, and the word Daifek, which is mentioned a few places, means the sideboards. Now, as some, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't bury in a coffin. But even when you bury in a bed, or you put the mace down, you don't throw earth on the face of the mace. You put two boards on the side, and either a board or a stone on the top, and oil over the mace. And then they throw earth on top of the board or the stone, which covers the mace. So either way, you have an oil, the daifek, the two sideboards, and the gael, which is the top. Taisis has numerous problems with this. One of the most interesting ones is the Gemara, which talks about using an animal as a gailel. So it's not likely that anybody would use an animal as a gailel according to Rashi's Taich of Gailel. You're not going to cover the Aron with an animal. A living animal, we're talking about. You're going to put a living animal on the Aron and then throw in the earth. The whole thing makes no sense. So, therefore, Taisis argues. Taisis learns gailel is the matzeva. It's the Eved Gedailo, which the minig is to put on top of the kever, the marker. So that's a matseva, and that's how Taisis learns that that is the gail.
That makes sense with an animal. So
it comes out, and that makes sense to say they bury someone. If they bury someone, and they have no way of marking where he's buried. Someone died on the road, so they buried him on the side of the road. And they want to be able to come back later and know where he's buried. So they take a pole and they stick it in the ground and they tie an animal, they chain the animal to the pole, and that'll be the simon. So it's possible. At least the kaveh chetimtza, I don't say it happens every day, but at least it could be. At any rate, we have here a big big nafkaminis Rashi and Taisis. What is dimas hagal? For when you cover the arin, or for when you put the matseva, nowadays we don't put a matseva right away, but there's some marker on top. We make a mound of earth. We make something to be able to tell that there's a cavern. So what is the stimas hagael? What's a nafkamina? So l'chaira, there are three or four nafkaminas between Rashi and Taisis. First nafkamina is, when does anino send? At what point does a avul become chayiv in mitzvahs? Is it from... It's from stimas hagael. Is that from putting the board on the mace, on the coffin? Or is that from filling up the earth and putting the matzeva? It's one nafkamina. It's a tremendous nafkamina. It just so happened to be that when my father, Olav HaShalom, passed away, the kfura, the burial, the throwing the earth, was mamish around Chatzais. And I was standing there and I didn't know what to do. Because according to Rashi, when they started throwing in the earth, it was before Chatzais, according to Rashi, I was already chayiv in mitzvahs. Shemin Esrei can only say till Chatzais. If the burial is over before Chatzais, then an avil says Shemin Esrei of Shachris. According to Taisus, you had to wait until they finished, which is 15 minutes later. And 15 minutes later, already was after Chatzais, in which case you're potter. It was a tremendous nafkamina. I'll tell you what I did soon. But this is the first nafkamina. Tefillin you never put on your... Tefillin is a separate cheshbon. Tefillin anyway is not Chatzais, it's a whole day. Tefillin, if it's Yemem Yisiyam HaKfuri, you never put on tefillin.
Even if it's
there's nothing to do with Aninus. Tefillin, it's considered B'zayin to the tefillin. To put on tefillin. If it's Yemak Mis Kvura She'ena Yemem Misa, the Mishnah Berurah also passed in Znatu. There's some chassidim have a minute too. Some Paiskim will hold too, but most of the Velt is not like the Mishnah Berurah. Not to put on tefillin. Some people put on Betzinas, it's Machlaikis. But that's only if it's not the Yemem Misa. If it's Yemem Misa Kvura, nobody puts it. At any rate, this is Nafkamina number one between Rashi and Taisis. When does Aninus end? Nafkamina number two. When does Avelus start? We've got to be counting 7 days. You have to know when do you count the 7 days? What happens if it's nightfall and they put the cover, and by the time they finish throwing the earth, it's already after nightfall? When do the 7 days begin? Do they begin from the Kisei Arin, or do they begin later? A third nafkamina is a kayin. A kayin is allowed to accompany the mace if it's one of his 7 kraven inside, but he has to leave as soon as by stimas hagailo. He has to leave the cemetery. When does he have to leave? Does he leave from when they put the cover on the mace, or does he leave can he stay till they finish throwing the earth and putting on the matzeh? Or the mound of earth, whatever they put on top. That's the third. So these are 3 halacha l'maisa divka nafkaminas. If you want a agadita nafkamina, the Gemara says that the mace knows what's happening around it until stimas hagal. The mace is aware, as the neshama is with the body until stimas hagal. What happens afterwards is already a nida in the Gemara. But the mace is with the body, knows what's happening until stimas hagal. So it's like this. If you can call it a fourth nafkamina, it's a fourth nafkamina. But the mace holds like Rashi, he leaves right away, and they throw the earth. The mace holds like Taisus, so then he sticks around a little longer until they put on the end of earth. So these are all nafkaminas lemaisa. Lahalacha, Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Shin Ayin Hay. In the first sif, it says, Me Amisai Chal, from when does the Avelis begin? Mishenikvar v'nigmar stimas hakever ba'ofar. The language is Mishenikvar v'nigmar stimas hakever ba'ofar. From when the... That's Taisus, right? It doesn't say the word Metzeva, because we put up Metzevas later. But when you put ofar, you make a mound of ofar on top of the kever. In Sif Dalid, it says, Nasnu Meis Ba'arin. Has there a case where you can't bury the mace? The city is under siege, you can't carry the mace out. Nasnu Meis Ba'arin, the Nasnu Bebayis. They did the Levaya, but they can't bury it. They put the mace in the house, but they already put him in an Arin. So in Shulchan Aruch it says, Mainin Miyad. You start counting the 7 days of Avelus right away. That seems to be like Rashi. So it seems to be a steer in the Shulchan Aruch. Sif Aleph, it says Avelus begins when you make the mound of earth, which is Taisus. In Sif Dalit, it says that you start counting the 7 days from when you're all done with the mace. You put the cover of the iron in the house, and that's finished. So the Shach answers, says it's not a steer. We paskin like Taisus. We taka paskin like Taisus, like the Shach. The case in Siv Dalid is different because there's a din of Nisyaishu Malakaivrai. They give up hope, they can't bury him. The city's in a siege, they can't bury him. If they can't bury him, and whatever they had to do, they did, the tahira they did, the takrichim, whatever they did, they did. There's nothing left to do. So that's a separate din. That you see, Aishu Malakaivrai, the Avela starts right away. Not even Taisus is Maida. But in a normal case, which is when you will bury him, so then the din is like Taisus. In the early 1800s, there was a tremendous tumult in Europe because there was a law in many of the countries in Europe, including in Germany and Czechoslovakia, that you're not allowed to bury a mace unless he's dead for 48 hours. That was the law, nothing to do with the Jews. Because it sometimes happened, they thought someone was dead, and he was really alive. Nowadays we have monitors, you can tell if he's dead or alive. Then, how do you know if he's dead or alive? So you try to see if he has a pulse, or if he's breathing. So they made this law that you can't be, the guy's got to be dead for 48 hours. I guess they feel after 48 hours he's certainly dead. But they made such a law that for 48 hours you can't bury. And there was a big tumult in Europe about how, what, about Hilchos Avelos. When did the Avelos begin? When does the Avelos start? They ended up, instead of 7 days of Avelos, that there were 9 days of Avelos, basically. So there were Paiskim that wanted to be Seimech and Rashi Shita, of do the Levaya and do the whole business, and put the cover on. So first of all, like Rashi, that's Dimas Agayel, could start. And second of all, the Shach says that even Taisus is Maida, if you can't bury. It's the Siyashim Ulakaibra, you can't bury. So start right away. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in the Pisrei Tshuva, in Simishin Mem Aleph, Pisrei Tshuva Chav Beis, they bring the Noid of Yehuda's Tshuva. And I happen to see, they printed recently of Shashal of Ol Hirsch's Tshuvas. There also, Shashal of Ol Hirsch was later in Noid of Yehuda, it was 40, 50 years later. So if I stay to spend a long period of time, and they both paskin l'chumra. They said, this is not nisiyashu melekaivrei, because the kvura is going to be in 2 days. You know when it's going to be. You could do achanis for it. So the shach said that you don't have, because you know the kvura will be in 2 days. And to rely on Rashi, they say, to be mekel based on Rashi, is Rashi is a das yachit. He says a lot of kashas on Rashi. They say that you can't rely on Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch passes like Taisvis. That was the Pesach.
The case of Dalet, they didn't let them.
The case of Dalet, you never knew when it'll end. The city was in a siege, in the middle of a war. You didn't know when it'll end, so there you could start, even like Taisvis.
Possibly never going to bury.
Well, eventually, every war ends eventually. It could be a week, it could be a month, it could be 2 years. You didn't know.
Why do you have to wait?
Because whatever achanis you could do, you do. Whatever it is, because you do, you do. The third shaila about kayanim is not so pashit. How are kayanim nayig lagabe machlekes Rashi and Tosfos? So the Shach himself in Siman Shinai and Gimel in Hilchos Tumas Kayanim, the Shach Hasivkot Yud Aleph, says that from when the Aron is covered in the kever, Kayan has to be Pirish. In other words, to be Chayshish for Rashi Shita. To be Chayshish for Rashi Shita, the Shach says to leave right away. Rav Palm told me that when his father passed away, he asked Rav Moshe what to do. Rav Moshe said that when they throw the first shovel full of earth into the kever, he has to leave. Which I suppose is still Rashi Shita, certainly not Taisa Shita. Which is Rashi Shita that the mace has to leave, which means that the Kayin, normally a Levaya, the child says Kaddish by the kever. A Kayin can't do that. A Kayin can't stick around. The truth is that Sidei Rashi Sidei Taisus. He can't stick around to say Kaddish by the kever, because he has to leave as soon as Machma like Rashi, he has to leave right away. He has to leave as soon as they throw earth on top of the cover. I guess that ensures that it's the final covering. But then he has to leave. The Mishnah Brura, the Gabi, the Shaila I had about what to do when Aninus ends. Mishnah Brura and Simon Ayin Aleph Sif Dalet a cut and garlic. Says, I guess this is where Ramayshik came from, is from the Lashon Mishabura, which is also Magen Avraham, that miyad shemeschilin lahashlecha ofer olav yelecha avol lebayis shal beis hakvaris veyikrav yisbal shav. Which means, that you have to. I never saw anybody do this. I mean, usually it doesn't work out. The time doesn't work out that way. Usually it's not punct those 15 minutes. But when Kfura is, very often, if you have a Levaya, 10 o'clock Levaya, there's an hour traveling time or an hour and a half traveling time. It probably comes out very often around Chatzais. I know it comes out often around Chatzais because I go to many people. So if it ends before Chatzais, I tell the Yavel to Damash Shemit Esrei in the Beis HaKfaris by the building there. There's usually a building, not next to a cavern. But you should say Shema Shemit Esrei. And if it's Yiftach Chatzais, it's too late. So Shema, Rav Chedimol, so you could say, but Shemit Esrei, you certainly don't say. So the Shaila is what to do in such a case where punk, they start throwing the offer before Chatzais, and by the time they finish, it'll be Yiftach Chatzais. Mishnah's Buris Psak, again, is like Rashi. So it seems that L'chumra were machna like Rashi. In other words, the Psak is like Taisvus. Avela starts, and the 7 days of Avela starts like Taisvus. But L'chumra for a Kayim, and L'chumra to be Yitzah, Kriyashman, and Shemini Asrei, so it seems for that, that we're machna like Rashi Shita. What? According to Taisvus, it should be, how can we just be machna like Rashi? It's a good question. I don't know the answer. But upon him, this is the this is what comes out from the sheet of the Mechlekes Rashi and Taisvus. What should I do? It's a Mishnah Berurah. You know, we rely on everything we do like the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. Now what? Could you make up? So what I did in my case, I wasn't sure the exact minute of Chatzais. It was about 5 to 1, and I had not had the foresight to. I thought for sure it would be before Chatzais. I didn't think it would get that late. I think it got late when we got there. The crew was on lunch break or something. There was some reason we had to wait. But well, I wasn't sure it was Chatzais, so I Shev Al Tas, I didn't. And afterwards, I wanted to know if I'm Mechuyim to Tefillas Tashlumim. I looked, and Grad Chatzais then was about a quarter to or 22. It was not very early. It was after Chatzais anyway. So I didn't have a shadow, really. I just thought I had a shadow. But, alright, there's some, just a couple of, first of all, there's one a side topic in this Taisus. I hope you go through the Taisus. The Bantai is rather very interesting Taisus. There happens to be one totally side issue from which they bring a raya from this Taisus. That is, you know that there's a minig. When you put up a matzeva on a maze, on a kever, when you put up a matzeva, it's a different yidden, have different minhagim. Some people put it in Eretz Yisrael, they put right away at the end of Shiva. Some people at the end of Shloshim. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings the minig in Europe was to wait till Yud Beis Chodesh. Jews have different minhagim as far as when to put up matzeva. In Gemara, there's nothing. It doesn't talk anywhere klar about putting up a matzeva. However, if you get to the end of this Taisus on Hey Amid Aleph, Taisus talks about a Taisefta in Alois about Maisa Be'echad Shemes, the fourth line. Maisa Be'echad Shemes Be'erev Pesach V'loi Ratzu L'Kaivrei. Why didn't want to bury him? People didn't want to become Tamei, they wanted to eat the Karban Pesach. So L'loi Ratzu L'Kaivrei V'nichnesu Hanoshim. So the ladies went to bury him. But the ladies couldn't move the Goylal. The Goylal was very heavy. They were too weak. So what they did is kashu hachevel begailel. They tied a rope to the gailel. Moshku hanoshim bebechutz. The men were outside the Beis HaKfaris. It was a long rope. So they pulled the rope. They kavru hanoshim. And meila, they put the mace in. Then they pulled it. Vachu hanoshim vas peschem le'erev. Mash v'shaloi ha'yu chaylam hanoshim l'kaivrei. Atche moshku hanoshim bebechutz. It's a gailel. Vice days, they couldn't bury him until you pulled the gailel. Now, if Goyal is a matzeva, why couldn't the ladies bury him? If Goyal is a matzeva that goes on top, so the ladies should have buried him, and then whatever they'll do with the matzeva, they'll do. So that's a raya, Tosis says. Vim Goyal av matzeva, lom like avru, b'lay matzeva, rachar ha-pesach. Elavadai hu kisayarim. It's a raya to Rashi, kipirisha kuntris. If the ladies they couldn't bury him without pulling the gaiol, it must be that they used a heavy stone for a gaiol. Ladies couldn't pull it. So, but if it's a matzeva, this is Taisis Raya to Rashi. Taisis brings a Raya to Rashi. Taisis Lashin. If it's a matzeva, Lama like Avru b'lay matzeva at Achara Pesach. What's his Lashin? If it's a matzeva, they could have waited with the matzeva till after Pesach. What do you mean till after Pesach? If the minute is Yud Beis Chaydish, Tais should say, they should have waited to Yud Beis Chaydish. They should have waited to Shloshim. As Tais is saying, at Achara Pesach. So from here, they bring a raya that they put up the Metzeva right away. Those are the minute to put up right away. I think Mechas Alaza and Metshuva. So they bring from here a raya. Is it a raya? I think it's a good raya. So maybe you have to shiver, but it's a raya, you don't want your base diving. So I don't know how strong a raya it is, because every mace that gets buried, you put a marker on the kever. There's no mace that gets buried that you don't put a marker. But you have to put something there to know where it is. So Taisus here says Matseva, who says it means a big fancy stone that has his name ground and, you know, etched in granite. Maybe it just means a stone for a marker, which you always do right away. Maybe next, maybe even meant stama stone, then the ladies could have put something there. Could have put a small stone, I don't know. Rock upon him, this is a raya that's brought. Okay, we have finished. Daf Hedalid is the sugi of Avelos. It comes down to a close. I hope those of you who have not finished the Taisis will. We start the sugi of Shabbos. You know, Ksubis they call Shas Katan. It's got a lot of different halachas. The main sugi of Shabbos is on Dav Vav Amid Aleph, Hayom Ad Beis Vav Amid Aleph, but it starts here. Vav Amid Aleph we're going to go through quickly as well. Hayom Ad Aleph rather we'll do quickly. Vav will take us longer. A little bit of Agadita. Please put in the time properly to do that.